I know my Savior loves me. Someday He'll take me home. I'll be there in that city. He'll wipe away the tears, roll away the burdens, take away the fear. A single woman with little kids, her husband is gone, crying.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He said so. Jesus said in Luke, and He said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, He was speaking to His disciples, and He said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, He said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Hello, sir.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Amen. And, it's a beautiful day here in Laramie, and about 60 degrees. Boy, it's so much nicer than 10 degrees in snow. But glad to be here tonight. Know we've got a good program. So, men, I'll let you know when your callers come on.
All right. Sure. Appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody to join us here this Wednesday night for Hope is Alive. And what is Hope is Alive? Hope is Alive is the show about testimony. It's a show about those who were set free. And what were they set free from? That was oppressed them. They were oppressed by the enemy, oppressed by the devil, oppressed by demons. And they were set free through the process called deliverance. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, feel free to go to deliveranceusa.com. Or if you'd rather have a book, You can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book. He will certainly get it out to you. It's a great manual to have in your library, a great manual to have in your arsenal. The website has a lot of information there as well as far as training and testimony and the prayers that are often talked about, the problem list that's talked about here each and every Wednesday. And it's just there at the click of a mouse, so definitely check it out if you haven't already. Well, Pastor, we had some great weather. I'm sure you did, too. We were up in the upper 70s today.
Yes, and it's still good weather. Kind of windy, but it looks like the balance of the week is going to be wonderful.
Yes, that's what we look like. We've got the mid-70s all the way through the weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. Maybe get a little fishing done this weekend before it gets kind of cool and don't want to fish. But anyway, now we're done talking about just regular fish. Let's talk about fishing for men.
Helping those.
Pastor, how did this Monday go?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was an outstanding Monday evening. We had, I think, about 20 in the room for teaching, and about 15 raised their hands for ministry. And we wound up having 15 ministers, so we had one-on-one. We scattered around the church that we rent for the actual ministry part. And it was just a great evening of seeing people get free from all kinds of problem areas like fear and anger and rage and depression, anxiety, and it goes on and on. We find most people would have 2 or 3 dozen problem areas in their life that they'd like to see gone, and it often happens in one evening of ministry. So that's what drives us on to keep doing it, our 36th year of doing it on Monday nights, and we wind up doing over 700 people a year in this kind of ministry, and it's very, very fulfilling. I'm on a high most of the time.
Yes, it is fulfilling. And I'm just thinking, you think 700 is a whole lot, but it's really just a drop in a bucket compared to the oppression that people are finding themselves into today. And it would be just be awesome if every church understood, if every Christian understood this, every church was practicing this and doing these things, and, there would just be a change in the society, absolute change in the society.
Yes. That's so true. Now, I had a good case. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to give a little testimony. I worked with, not a lot, I had about a 45-minute conversation with about deliverance with someone in the day that was battling different addictions in his life. And he seemed to really, really receive it. And so I talked about him a little bit, the process, gave him the website, gave him the to be able to listen to the show, gave him to where you go to my testimony. But as he pulled up the testimony, I pulled up the archives for Hope is Alive, and I said, well, mine's real easy to find. It's a real easy number to remember. It was on 12/14/16. Didn't plan it that way. Praise the Lord. That is a day because it's so easy for me to remember. But as he was just scrolling down to find it, I was just thinking to myself, as he just kept scrolling, wow, that's a lot of testimonies between now and then. So I'm hoping, praying. I think he received a lot of what I said. I'm going to follow through with him in a couple of days and see if maybe I can get some ministry to him or even get him your book. I don't know why I didn't give him your book. I had it out in my van, but I didn't think about it. But anyway, I'm hoping that'll bear fruit, and hopefully he's listening. If he is, hey, how you doing? But it was really good just to let, because I could tell by talking with him, he hadn't had a lot of good luck with some of the stuff he struggled in life because people condemned him. And instead of condemning him, I was trying to give an answer to get past it.
Yes. And, of course, there'd be a root to that we could often focus on in ministry. And then Jesus will take that condemnation and other bad feelings that came in from that event. And if the spirit of that is not gone, we'd pick it up in the actual deliverance part. But there's people out there all around us that know there's more. They're looking for more. They don't know where to go to get it, but they've got that unction inside of them, knowing to search. And we just need to find them, and they find us.
Yes. Yes, and it's also being ready in season and out of season to talk with someone and listen to the Holy Spirit, let it whisper, you know, let little whisper you'll hear to bring things. And I know at some point when we were talking that it was just the Holy Spirit flowing, because I'm just not the smart bastard.
Well, I'm the same way, but the Holy Spirit fills in the void.
it does, and it, I mean, it'll just flow, the scriptures that you need, what you need to say, the right amount of seasoning, the right amount of salt. It just works well, and I'm really, really hoping. In fact, I meet with some men a couple times a week for a prayer conference, and we lift them up in prayer, and I'm hoping that he'll search into it, because, you know, he was struggling with past trauma and struggling with current addictions and different things. And I said, very well, very, very well could be a spirit. And he seemed to receive what I was saying, really seemed to receive. So,
yeah,
the pastor, tell us about
sounds,
your case. I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, that man sounds like a great candidate for this type of ministry, because those are the types that we constantly minister to and seeing them set free often in one evening. So,
yes.
The tools we've got from the cross to deal in this are so awesome. I'm still amazed, and the other ministers as well that helped me, that we can sit down with someone that just pounded down in life, and in a few hours see their life turn around, and they look like a different person, and they have joy and happiness, and they have hope, for their hope is alive. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Oh. That's what drives us on. Well, my case was pretty routine. I was not able to get the head demon up to interrogate it. That's only in about one out of three people, everybody being different in their sensitivities. The head demon is there in all of them. They have a military structure, these evil spirits, but I can't always get them up where I can interrogate them. So if we can't interrogate them, then we just work the list that they filled out, their problem areas, which often turn out to be the names of evil spirits, and go through the coming against those as possible demons themselves. So it works good. We've done it all these years, myself 42 years, and we keep using the same pattern, have for many decades. We keep tweaking a little here and there, but the same basics that are in my book, for example, doing the supernatural works of Jesus, they're still what we use today.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's these... I'm sorry I got distracted there for a second, Pastor. I lost my... something caught my attention off the other... I didn't want me to ignore you there, but I lost my train of thought. But, yeah, the process of deliverance and following through those steps when you can't get the head demon, it's obviously easy if you can get the head demon and get through quicker, but those steps, just following those steps, going step by step, helps get through the deliverance process quicker. I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day that was talking about deliverance from a different type of ministry page, and I could see where they were failing. Because they don't have that, you know, they do have the authority. They understand their authority. They understand they can just come against these spirits and get them out. They understand there has to be certain things, generational and stuff. But it doesn't seem that they understand a specific process that if you do this, you can get to this point easier. And it's like building a building. You have to lay a foundation first, and you have to deal with the walls, and you go from there. And it's the same with deliverance. If you do have the authority of these spirits, and if you do not take care of the root cause, whether it be generational curses, whether it be unforgiveness, whether it be trauma, yes, you could probably get the spirit to leave, but there's a good chance it may come back if those doors aren't closed.
Right. That's what we learned over these years. In the beginning, we didn't know about the doors, but that door-closing prayer we take people through before ministry is most amazing, efficient, and takes the wind out of the evil spirits where they're, if they're not gone, they're easy to deal with.
Yes. Yes, they are. And, Richard, feel free to chime in if our caller's there. Because I know in the past we've had some issues getting the text in, so when they get in, if you text it, I don't hear from me.
Oh, sure. Well,
feel free to let us know when you're on there.
Phone's ringing right now, so we'll just bring her in. So
okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Hey, good evening, and welcome.
Right.
Welcome to the program.
Kim?
Hi.
Kim, are you there? Yes,
yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Voice. Hello? Great. Ralph is on here with me. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Ralph.
Howdy.
Oh, yeah, there, Ralph.
Hi.
Yeah,
how you doing?
We're both blessed and excited that you would call in to give some history on yourself first. Why don't you do that to the listeners so they can kind of know
sure.
who you are? Hello,
my name is Kim, and I am going to be 60 years old this year. I was born again when I was 25. I was born into a family that was predominantly Catholic and just felt that was not the way, lost heart in the Catholic religion, and we did a lot of searching, and my father found Scriptures for America, and we believed in identity, and followed Peter Peters, and my father was baptized, and because he was a baptized man, he baptized my mother and myself. My son was not of age to be baptized at the time, and started the renewed spirit of being able to read and understand the Bible, the desire to do so, and our true history, and enjoyed many years with Scriptures for America. And my son and I went to a Branson meeting, which is where I met Mr. Everett. And right away, I felt the energy of what Mr. Everett was talking about with deliverance. And after his speech, he did see people and talk with whomever, you know, wanted individually. And there was so much energy that I got that my son and I went to Oklahoma City. And I had a full deliverance there. And I had been in a not a good relationship, and it ended with the death of the man. And I needed deliverance from that and forgiveness. And just like everyone who walks the face of the earth, you get yourself hurt, and people may be mean to you or don't know what they're doing or understand how they hurt another person. And so I had these built-up unforgivenesses throughout my life. And it truly, and then not only that, the generational curses. And I could see from my grandmother, my mother, myself, even to my son, I could see generational curses of ways that we all had that needed to be broken, and they were. And I was truly excited, and I felt lifted, and I felt very, very happy. And this was, I guess, about 6 years ago. And my son became involved with a woman that he met on the internet, and they talked for for a while. I don't really know how long, but then it became a meeting relationship, and I met her family, and I was never really connected with her, but I really liked her mother. Her mother was very, 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 very kind to me and made me feel very welcome. Well, the relationship lasted about 8 months, and I felt like, to put it politely, things weren't exactly the way they seemed. And the relationship came to an end briefly because they still talk by internet. And at that time, they didn't see each other for about 8 or 9 months. And I had two falls, and I felt that something was very wrong. And my son told me that he felt that the Holy Spirit had a message for me, and I needed to forgive and start over. And that I had to, in my heart, truly do this. And I'll tell you, deliverance works when you, number one, believe in your heart and soul that Jesus Christ Almighty of Nazareth is your Savior, and that you give Him all power. And I did. I repented. I apologized. I humbled myself, and the relationship started over. And this time it lasted about a year and a half. And at the end of it, because they were going to get married, but at the end of it, it was an evening where, and I didn't know what was going on in my son's mind because he really didn't discuss it with me. But I had really had enough to a point where, if this is your choice, then we need to we work together. So we need to make arrangements that we can live with, but take her and be and have a life with her. Anyway, I didn't realize it, but he had had enough. I mean, it was his choice that he had had enough. And but at this point, we had incorporated her and her mother into every part of our life. And he felt that because we believe so strongly in deliverance, he felt that, everybody has things in their life, and perhaps a deliverance would help, some of the things that he saw in her life. And we even brought her to Oklahoma, which made an excellent impression on everyone. And but things got real bad after that. And her mother was she was a principal at a school in North Louisiana, because that's where we're from. And we had a daycare at the time, and she just wanted to be a part of that business for whatever reason. And we incorporated her into that. Well, when the relationship ended, just everything in our life was a nightmare. We had 8 employees, and 6 of them left because, we were no longer good employers. And, and it was her mother who was the greatest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. So we went through, about a year and a half of a nightmare. And during this time, I prayed every morning that I got up to have forgiveness and to let him go. And I prayed every evening, and I prayed through the day, because I knew I had an unforgiveness I couldn't let go of, and I knew I had an anger and a hurt. Well, I broke my ankle, and this has been a 2-year nightmare that recently, this June, resulted in an amputation. And if you don't think that, if you're sitting in a hospital for 15 days and 14 nights looking at a clock, believe me, I have repented of everything I can think of that I did in my life. and I was totally depressed, and things got worse and worse. And my son said, we need to call Mr. Everett. And he contacted Everett. Everett was wonderful to him. And we set up a time for me to talk with Everett. And Everett knew, because Mr. Everett has such a, he has been touched by the Holy Spirit, and he has such an insight into things that can't be explained, touched, or felt, but are there. And he knew exactly, because he told my son what my problem was before I told him a word. And after he did, I knew, you know, I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to be honest with him. I wanted to be delivered from this. And we talked for, oh, God, we won the phone for Mr. Everett, what, about almost 3 hours. And there was a lot of things in my life that I felt hurt from, that I had to forgive. And finally, I let go of these people and was able to forgive. And I know this is a fact because prior to me breaking my ankle, my son kept telling me, if you, because I knew I had to forgive and couldn't let go. And I told, he told me, the Holy Spirit is telling me, if you can't let go, you are not going to lock what's going to happen. Well, then I break my ankle. And then it just gets worse and worse and worse. One bad procedure after another bad procedure. Anyway, he told me again, he said, you know, if you can't get out of this, he said, things will get even, you think it's bad now, things are going to, could get worse. Oh my God. Well, I had to, I've let go of them because I was staying at a hotel. It wasn't a bad hotel. It was a nice one. It was a Hilton. And I was at a handicap bathroom, and I had the little stool in the bathroom, the tub, and I was getting a shower, and I was regulating the water so my legs were in front of me. Well, the seat collapsed, and if my legs would have been under me, I would have left that hotel in an ambulance, and I'm fine. So I know I let go, and I know the Lord is with me, and I am daily working on, you know, we all have issues in our life, and I am daily working on hurts and my new life with, as an amputee, my new life, you know.
Yes.
So,
Kim,
do you have any questions?
Well, Kim, here's the deal. Even though you've lost part of one of your legs there, look at it this way. Just as I ministered to you on the phone, think what you can do in ministering to others on the phone. You don't have to be there in front of them or go anywhere. You can do it
right
in your house or wherever you are. And so my suggestion would be to grow, and of course, Kyle knows a lot about this subject, to grow into it and minister to others just as we do, because we're on big highs. Well, you can be on the big highs too. There's something supernatural about when we minister to someone else. We're ministering to ourselves as well.
Exactly, Mr. Everett. And I'll tell you, this happened before I broke my ankle. And because I was, my son was visiting his dad, and I was in a restaurant by myself. And it was a nicer restaurant, so it was one where you sat a while. Well, the waiter started talking to me because it was him and his mom, and he had a father that, you know, didn't do so much for him, and he was upset. And, Mr. Everett, you're right, because I started talking to this young man, and he thanked me, you know, to try to guide him into, you know, into being forgiving, et cetera. So you were so right. And I talk to people that I can't, that want to listen, and unfortunately, our people have gotten so far away from our Lord that they don't want to hear. And I pray every day for my brethren, because we are too far away. And you are right, it is a high. And one of the things that Kyle misses, my son, he misses the deliverance of helping people, because he did several deliverances and people got such a rejuvenation, and so did he, from it. And, you know, some were able to still seek the Lord, you know, out of the three that he did, two of them did go back to worldly life. But, you know, it is a desire to want. And I know people who would just live a better life because of things that weren't there. They were born into situations that they need deliverance from.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're, you know, praying for those people and praying that. And Mr. Everett, I want to order some more of your books, because I had like a dozen books and I've given every one of them out. You know, I don't ask for money from them. I just give them. When I think someone, you know, just don't take it unless you're going to read it and see what you can do, you know?
And Kim, you can get the books through the Scriptures for America.
Richard's
up there in Wyoming can get it out to you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, once you're into this, as the Bible says, once you show yourself approved, what will happen is the Lord will actually send people across your path, and at some point, maybe even give you, the Lord will give them the phone number to make the connection with you. We have people at Deliverance Ministries sometime that call and say, the Lord gave me this number. Well, that's
pretty humbling. I'll tell you what, Mr. Everett, and I shouldn't be speaking for my son, but you can give him my number, and my son, and Ralph knows my son because he's done deliverances with him. He's excellent.
I have. Yes.
You know, yes. He's excellent. Yes. I'm kind of a novice, but I speak from my heart. And life is not perfect, and people are not perfect. And some, like I said, some things, you know, sometimes we get into a situation that we don't even realize what we're into, but we're into it. Through no fault of our own, we're born into it, or, you know, what happens. But all people, and I know that there are people, because it, you know, part of, I know it was a controversy over at Scriptures for America about deliverance, but I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, and my son feels this too, that our lives have been changed from it. And if there's one thing, there are two things that I can eternally thank Scriptures for America for, and that is Christian identity, to learn where I come from and who I am, and deliverance, to be that I can be forgiven and saved.
Amen. Well,
amen.
So fulfilling. Ralph, do you have some comments for Kim?
Yes, glad to hear you. I wasn't 100% sure if that's you giving the testimony tonight or not.
No, that was me giving the testimony. And
when he sent out the names, he sent out the names. I was like, is that Kyle's mama that's coming on? And I didn't think anything of it. When
the mouth
on,
still works. Maybe
like
the leg, the shin and the leg are gone, but the mouth hasn't stopped. Believe me.
So, well, I'm going to tell
and
you what,
I've
that's
had,
a wonderful testimony. It sounds like you were learning some higher spiritual warfare. That's what it sounds to me as you were giving your testimony.
Well, I will tell you this. The girl's father is a 32nd degree Mason. And I do feel
there's a lot of things there that are hard to break.
Yes. And I do feel that there was a curse over me. I don't think this was just like something. All things are possible through our Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. All things. But there was a lot of bad things that were behind it. These because people don't want to understand that that these things are real. You know, don't delve into them because, you know, oh, we're going to look and we're going to, like Halloween and, you know, that kind of thing. We're going to look and we're just going to, you know, it's going to be a light thing. Well, it's not. These things are real and they're dangerous, you know?
They can be.
But Mr. Everett and Ralph, you're welcome to give my number out and or Kyle's number out because we would be happy to work with people. And, you know, Kyle has worked with another brethren in California, and he's talked with several mm-hmm. people from there that, you know, that had real problems that seem to, yeah. I hope they're doing, you know, well now, but they seem to have, you know, really benefited from deliverance.
Kim,
and
we
all
are
I can, I know we're out
we
of time, but
of
I'll
time.
Tell you, deliverance is real. It's real, and not for one second would I tell anyone, you know, that it's a sham. It's real. So thank you so much, Mr. Everett and Ralph. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, Kim. Hey, Kim, before you get off, I don't know if you still. If you or Kyle still has my number, it would be the same from the last time we talked. I don't believe I have a number.
I tell
Kyle
you what,
anymore.
Why don't you take? I don't do text because I'm old-fashioned flip-top phone. But you can, you can email Kyle
just
and he'll have it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if
and
I have a number.
And he'd love to talk to you just see how you doing.
Numbers, so. Everett's got both their numbers. So. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll get your own.
Like I said, if you feel that my personality would help someone or Kyle's personality, because you mm-hmm. both know us personally, we would be thrilled.
We've got our other person coming on now. We have another.
Yeah, we got to go to the next caller.
God bless you.
Thanks, Kim. God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless. And guys, we'll bring the next caller on. Hey, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for calling. Ralph is on here. Say hi to her, Ralph.
Hello, Liz. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad you called. And why don't you go ahead, Liz, and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'll share a little bit about my story. So recently I was just born again on the beginning of October, and I found my way to Jesus again, and I'm so happy. And I was actually born again and baptized in about 2011. And that was right in the middle of a really dark time for me. I was very sick. I was chronically ill, and so I went through about 10 to 15 years of a lot of sickness. And I was going through lots of surgeries and multiple procedures and lots of toxic medications. And I was, you know, I found Jesus, and I did everything that I thought I was supposed to, but I wasn't healing. And I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I ended up in the emergency room, and I had this voice come through and tell me that there was another way. So I ended up getting off all medications and ended up leaving the doctors behind and started studying and researching and learning about natural ways of healing, and that's where I kind of started to get into the New Age stuff and New Age ways of healing, and I found my way into energy medicine, and I became a Reiki master, and I started studying and started healing, and I was actually doing healings on other people and helping other people, and there was a lot of things that came up in the healings. Like, it wasn't just always so peaceful and calming. I actually was having demons manifesting in front of me. And what I learned was Reiki was no match for these demons. And I wasn't protected, and I was taking on a lot of things, and I was getting sicker again. And so I couldn't figure out, you know, what was wrong. And then recently, during the healings, all of a sudden recently, the Lord's Prayer kept coming in for me. And it was like Jesus was calling me. And so I started reading the Jesus Calling Bible. And I thought, this is so funny. I've done all this research and read all these books, and I've never really read the Bible, actually. You know, I've bits and pieces. So I actually started reading the Bible when, in the beginning of October, I had a really sad thing happen where I had to put my dog down after 17 years. And it was like grief kind of broke open my heart. And I had no one. And then Jesus was there for me. And I was completely broken, on my knees crying. And Jesus showed me everything. And I spent about a week, I disconnected from the whole world. I deleted my social media and just read the Bible and just prayed and just spoke to Jesus. And I did some research, and I saw everything. I saw the New Age. I saw all of it was a deception. It just, like, broke my eyes wide open. And then I found deliverance through my research online and YouTube. And I started finding, I was like, oh, my gosh, all this makes sense. This is the missing piece for me. And this is exactly what I was experiencing, you know, when I was doing healing sessions. But I knew that there had to be a way for true healing, complete healing, not just little bits here, little bits here. And so I just started researching and trying to find somebody near me here in Oklahoma City that did deliverance. And I ended up finding the place there that was down the street from where I used to live, like a block. And I went there, and it was an incredible experience. You know, I'd already was familiar with the deliverance from watching videos online. So it was just everything that I expected it to be. It was really powerful. And I even got to, you know, I got to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues for the first time. And, you know, I was encountering so much in my life, a lot of attacks, a lot of pain, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. I was going through so much. And then it was like after I was delivered, it was like I felt peace. I felt lighter. I felt like Jesus just had like a big hug, like the Holy Spirit was just around me so powerfully, and I felt protected for the first time, where I knew that I really could go up against these demons now, and because I do feel like I have a calling to help people, and that's why I had created that business, but I was just doing it in the wrong way. And I didn't know that. And so I definitely repented for that and renounced Reiki and renounced all the New Age stuff. And I feel so much better. My house feels better. I removed all those books, removed all those New Age objects. And I've just been learning. Obviously, I feel like brand new, born again. So I'm still kind of finding my way, but I feel more peace. I have less anxiety. And I'm just really grateful for the whole experience, and that it was literally right here in my backyard. Like, I didn't have to go far, and everyone was so kind. And I love the people that I got to, that ministered to me, that delivered me. I just loved everything about it. And so I was really grateful for it and for everything that had to happen to kind of bring me back here. And I do see where Satan had his hand in my life, trying to pull me farther and farther away. And I fell for it, and I was deceived, as so many of us are. And now I just can see with new eyes, and I want to help others do the same. So that's, I guess, a little bit of my story. I'm not sure if you would like me to share anything else, but that's kind of a recap.
Oh, awesome, Liz, and that's so exciting to hear. Hallelujah. You got a Jesus overhaul, didn't you?
Yes.
That was so cool. Yeah, that's what drives us on, is to minister and to hear stories like that where people get wound up. And, of course, that you felt lighter is something we hear just about in every case. Now, have you started into the teaching yet, Liz? Are you going through the
Not
training yet.
I'm still kind of working my way through it.
Yeah, when you're ready, just start, come on around 6 o'clock on the park on the north side and come through the green door there. But that'll be even more exciting, and you'll enjoy just growing in that. The teams love it, and there's great fellowship up there before I come up, and take everybody through communion. And then take the team leaders down. And, of course, the trainee sets in with the team leader. And that's over a period of time, you would ultimately be a team leader yourself. And I can see that's already built into you, is to want to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, I actually went there on Monday. But I was in the parking lot, and I was getting attacked so bad. I was so sick to my stomach, I had to go home. And I thought, oh gosh, they got through to me. So I'll definitely be there on Monday for sure, even if I'm sick, even if they try to attack me.
I tell you what was happening is pretty common, because the spirits, it might have been an assignment this time. Nothing that came through the doors, but when the in the war room with Satan and his demons, when they see a Christian developing and where they may be a threat, they'll sometimes put assignments out, that is demons on assignment, to try to block and to cause sickness and all that kind of thing. What you in the future, if that happens, you probably are learning now that you have all power in Jesus' name over these demons if you use it. So if something's bothering you in the stomach area, just take authority commanding that pain, any demon spirits that are tormenting you in the stomach area, command them to go. Break any assignments. That's a good thing to add to it, and telling him to go. And you'd be surprised how quick they'll go in Jesus' name.
Yes, that's so true. And I've been practicing that. Sometimes I forget, because in the New Age, It wasn't about, casting out and denying. It was almost like letting it come in and letting feelings be, and it's all meant to be that way. And so it was kind of like I got programmed to do that. And
that was probably
I don't,
demon.
And that was the thing. It's like, oh, gosh, I do have authority over these things in the moment, where I can, cast it out and reject it in Jesus' name. And that's what I'm really practicing on, and realizing I don't have to just sit there and take it and suffer.
Yes, you have all power. Have you memorized Luke 10:19 yet?
Almost.
Luke 10,
definitely 10:19. Have that one written out, and it's definitely something that I'm trying to read every day.
Yes. And the more you do it, of course, you'll memorize it. And that is something also to say out loud when some demon tries to bother you. Quote that verse. That tells them you know who you are in Jesus. And also, when you say that, the power of that scripture actually goes forth to accomplish that for which it is sent. In other words, it's hitting the demons just when you say it. It hurts them when they hear it. I've had demons tell me that. You're on your way, Liz. You're growing and going forward. You've gotten hold of the real power in Christ Jesus and learning how to use it. Most Christians don't have any idea what you already know. Most Christians, probably 98-99% of the Christians here in America, do not know what you know already.
Yes, and that's why I want to get the word out about it, because
you know, I didn't, that deliverance piece was the missing piece in my healing for a really long time. You know, I had to find my way through the New Age to kind of get there. And there's just a lot of Christians that are still suffering, I think, that don't realize that, and that don't know about that power. And I think it's just a lot of people don't talk about demons, and it's in the Bible. That's where I thought I could learn so much about demons from the Bible and from learning about people that talk about the Bible. And it's just, it's blowing my mind. I'm like, this is what I was looking for this whole time. This is it.
Hallelujah. Now, sadly, many churches skip over the scriptures on this, Liz, and they don't ever focus on it. And yet, it's a great area to help the people in their congregation get free of problems.
Yes. Powerful. I'm just grateful for you that you had to figure this out, too, and, you know, you started that. And it's helped so many people, including me,
like,
now.
Yeah, I was. We all start somewhere. I wasn't in the New Age, but I'm so thankful that somebody in my case shared it. But you came across it online, and praise God that happened. You could have missed it the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yes.
And so, hallelujah. Now,
hallelujah.
Now the most fun
Praise
and
Jesus.
Exciting part of your life. The most fun and exciting part of your life is now forward from here, Liz, because you'll have a fulfillment being in the middle of this. It's a feeling of self-worth that I never had in the business world.
That's very true. And I feel that. I always knew I had a bigger mission or a purpose to help people, especially with healing, because I was afflicted with so much sickness. So
yeah.
I knew that it was a calling of some sort, but of course, you know, Satan just took that mission and kind of spread it over here to the New Age to mislead me and have me go down this other path where I thought I was healing people and helping. And, you know, you just kind of fall down the rabbit hole of the knowledge of, and it's just all misleading and all false, all lies.
Yes.
Lies, lies, lies. The oldest lie in the book, and fell for it.
There's been satanic healing around for years in different groups and organizations. And they, of course, it draws people away from Jesus, and it's more than likely not lasting. So, you know, if there's spirits of sickness present, you can call those demons someone in a high ranking in the witchcraft area that would have a high level of power in witchcraft can call some of those lesser demons of infirmity out and, of course, pulls people away from Jesus. But Satan has a counterfeit for just about everything that we have on God's side.
Mm-hmm.
You're onto it now,
yeah,
right?
And that's what was deceiving me was the Jesus and the New Age is an ascended master, and I learned that it was not the real Jesus, that there really is this false, because there was a lot of times where I thought I was working with Jesus in the beginning, you know, Jesus the ascended master, but it was a different, you know, it's a demon, really, and all the angels.
Yeah,
I even did angelic healing training courses, working with the archangels. And then I learned all this stuff, like, you don't pray to angels, you don't call in the angels, those are really demons. And I just, like, all that stuff that I was learning, I was like, yeah, I'm just going back to the Bible. I'm going back to this. And then it was just clear, when you cut out all that noise. Like, it's like God will reveal it, you know? And I was blown away by how far gone I was and caught up in it. And so many people are. So I hope that I can share and help.
Think how many are just like you out there that maybe at some point you'll be able to minister to some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's something that I know I want to help people. And I know that I can see a lot of people trapped now in the new age, especially, and even just everyone I meet, you know, a lot of people are afflicted with a lot of demons, and, you know, even a lot of infirmity, a lot of sickness, and I want to help people heal for real. I don't want to lead them astray and away from God. And so, yeah, that would be a beautiful future, you know, to help people like that.
We see lots of physical healing, of course, and emotional healing, and doing the works of Jesus, praise God. That is so awesome. Well, we're about out of time, Liz. What would you say to the people as we wind up here?
I would say that everyone needs deliverance, and everyone needs inner healing. The two go hand in hand and can truly give full and complete restoration, and in the mind, body, and spirit, like, it's something that everyone's searching for, and it's just right here. It's available to us. Even watching some of the YouTube videos helps, you know, and learning about it, reading these books, and, you know, talking about it with fellowship, with people that you can talk about it with. And, but it's real, you know, demons are real. Deliverance is the answer. Everyone needs it.
Well, thank you, Liz. That was a wonderful testimony. You're a blessing tonight. And look forward to seeing you there on Monday night at the ministry and the training.
Bye-bye. Yes,
thank you so much.
It's
been a pleasure.
Hey, Liz, I think it sounds like the enemy saw you as a threat, and that's why you were attacked by assignment last Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
defied
that.
Like,
I said, you guys got me this week, but you're not getting me next week. And I already knew. I was like, I will be more prepared. I will have my shields up. I will be better prepared, and I will fight it.
All right. Well, God bless you, Liz. Bye-bye.
God bless you
guys.
Thank you both.
Now, the two good testimonies. Love to hear the joy in the voice. I love to hear the joy in the voice. And you can hear the joy in both their voices. Awesome, awesome. And you too can have that joy. If there are things preventing you from having joy in life, I mean, we're always going to have certain trials, tribulations. Life's not always happy. But if there's things that just seem to be oppressive, things that you can't seem to get rid of, things that are a problem in your life, there is a good chance there's a spirit behind that. Either by demonic assignment, through curse, self-spoken, otherwise, there's something there. There's some sort of root to it. So if you have any questions regarding deliverance, deliveranceusa.com, or the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, you can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book. I think we ask a $20 offering for it, and we'll certainly get it out to you. But here we are, another Wednesday out of the way. That hour went fast, Pastor. Sometimes they seem to go faster than some hours. And thank everybody for joining us this evening. We'll see you next week. Have a good evening, and God bless.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority.